It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Procrastinators, listen up. Today is the deadline to file your taxes. But tens of millions of Americans haven't done so yet. So there's still time to request an extension that'll give you until October 16th. And good luck. A white 84-year-old homeowner in Clay County, Missouri, named Andrew Lester, allegedly shot and wounded 16-year-old Ralph Yarl after the black teenager mistakenly went to and knocked on the door at the wrong address to pick up his two younger brothers. The shooter will now face two felony charges. He told police that he fired immediately after answering the doorbell when he saw the 16-year-old pulling on an exterior door handle. Lester said he was, quote, scared to death due to the boy's size. Yeah, right. It was his size that scared this old white man. After the shooting on April 13th, which left the teenager with gunshot wounds to his head and arm, the boy told police that he did not pull on the door. A prosecuting attorney in the county said there was, quote, a racial component to the case. You think? Yeah. Although the shooter was for some inexplicable reason let out of jail after just a couple of hours, they did finally arrest him. The 84-year-old trigger-happy jerk could face up to 10 years in prison. And thankfully, Ralph Yarl, the 16-year-old, is recovering at home where his mother is a nurse. Unfortunately, a special grand jury in Ohio on Monday declined to file criminal charges against the eight police officers from Akron who shot and killed Jayland Walker last June. The jurors heard 5 days of testimony before deliberating on Monday and finding that the charges weren't justified because the officers had reason to fear for their safety. Officers had stopped Walker for traffic violations. Wait a minute, wasn't a traffic violation? The light was burnt out over his rear license plate. That's a death penalty case in Ohio, apparently. Wow. Police said that he fired a shot from his car, and then body camera footage showed him running away. The officers shot him more than 40 times. And then when he lay dead on the ground, they handcuffed him. He was unarmed, but officers did find his pistol in the car. The killing of Walker, a 25-year-old black man, sparked several weeks of protests last summer, and the cops will now remain on the job. Unreal. Well, it appears that one of the most anticipated media trials ever will begin today in a Delaware courtroom after being delayed one day, reportedly for settlement talks. A jury selection is due to be completed and opening statements delivered today as Fox Corp and Fox News face a $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion filed the suit in 2021 over Fox's airing of false claims, also known as lies, that the company's ballot counting machines were used to rig the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden over Donald Trump. The trial is expected to last 6 weeks. Well, on their first day back in session after the long Easter recess, House Republicans led a field trip to New York City. Speaker Kevin McCarthy spoke on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, attempting to blame President Biden for McCarthy's party's failure to raise the nation's debt ceiling, threatening the good faith and credit of the United States. Now, the Democrats argue there should be no conditions attached, exactly as they voted to raise the debt ceiling during the 4 years that the former guy was in the White House. And Jim Jordan, chair of the House Judiciary Committee, held a 4-hour-long kangaroo court hearing in New York City, a stunt aimed at trying to embarrass Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on his home turf by falsely portraying New York City as a place overrun by crime. Well, after a witness explained,
what we found when we looked at between 2000 and 2020 is the murder rate in red states as defined by the 25 states that voted for Donald Trump in 2020 versus the 25 states that voted for Joe Biden. The murder rate in red states was higher than the murder rate in blue states in all 21 of those years. And over a cumulative 21-year period, it was 23% higher in those red states. And even if you took out the largest blue city in each of the red states, the murder rate was 12% higher in these states.
Congressman David Cicilline chimed in.
Mr. Chairman, my parliamentary inquiry is, in light of the testimony you just heard, what is the mechanism for the committee to transfer this hearing to Ohio, where the crime rate is significantly greater than here in New York? Is there a motion?
Not a parliamentary inquiry.
It is about, I'm asking parliamentary, how do we move the venue so we can have a hearing in a city or state that has a serious crime problem, the state of Ohio?
Not a proper state of parliamentary inquiry. The gentleman's time is expired.
Appeal the ruling of the chair.
Ooh, Jim Jordan didn't like that. Well, down here in Florida, as Broward County digs out from historic flooding that put much of Fort Lauderdale underwater, closing schools and even the airport for days, we find that DeSantis hasn't been here. Nope, he's too busy traveling the country, pretending he's not running for president. Today, he's in Washington, D.C., trying to get endorsements from members of Congress. This after turning Florida into a fascist state, where, among other sickening laws going into effect, women are left to die as they're denied life-saving measures when experiencing a problem with any pregnancy. DeSantis is so upset that the Disney company challenged his hateful Don't Say Gay law, so he's been doubling down in his fight against one of the state's largest employers, and even floating the idea of building a state prison or a competing theme park next to Disney World in Orlando as revenge for the company resisting a state takeover of its special taxing district. This is some vindictive, ugly crap. But keep it up, Ron. Let the rest of the country and the rest of the world see who you really are. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on one of those donate buttons.